take a few moments out of our prophecy Q&A time to have a conversation, just a moment or two, with Dr. Alat Mazar. We have talked with Dr. Mazar in the past about the unethical and illegal dig on the Temple Mount done by the Islamic Trust and people involved up there. They said they were doing construction. It was destruction instead. And we've had that conversation before, but today we want to talk about something different. Dr. Mazar is associated with the Shalem Center, which is a resource center. She also is involved at Hebrew University and is working very closely with the City of David Foundation on an archaeological dig, one of the most exciting digs in all of Israel, maybe in all of the world. Dr. Mazar, thank you so much for spending a few moments with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello.
Can you just, before we ask you about your very exciting find, what is the City of David? Just tell our listeners a bit about what's going on there.
Well, the City of David is the most ancient part of Jerusalem. The ancient Jerusalem actually started as early as 5,000 years ago as a very, very small settlement around the spring of Gihon, which we know of from the Bible, but it's a spring that runs all year long until today, and a rich spring that the ancient settlement was arranged around. And it's surrounded by very deep valleys, and there we find the most ancient remains of the settlement that afterwards was growing on and on. By the end of the second millennium BC, it was concentrated on the hill of the City of David. And afterwards, from the time of King David onwards, like around 1000 BC, it started to go towards the north, the Temple Mount, the Western Hill, etc. And now it's really, huge.
Well, this new find that you have just revealed to the world, basically, a seal impression that dates back 2,600 years ago, really, and is presents the name of one of the ministers of King Zedekiah. He was the king. I was refreshing my thinking about him before we had a conversation with Dr. Mazar in Jeremiah and also in Second Chronicles, Second Kings. He was the one when King Nebuchadnezzar came in, they killed his boys right in front of him, put his eyes out, took him into the Babylonian captivity. But this seal impression is very key to taking us back to that time, some 2,600 years ago, is it not?
Oh, yes, it is very much so. The thing is that that's what's so amazing about the remains from biblical Jerusalem, the remains from that early period actually remained underground, and all we have to do is like only 2-3 meters under a surface layer, we found these remains, structural remains. And this is opposite to what many people thought, that these remains were not cannot be found because, such an activity, a construction activity took place in Jerusalem during the centuries. But this is not the case. The thing is that all we have to do is really excavate. And the first builders were arranging and constructing their structures on the bedrock, very steep slopes and very massively. So they stayed, and they can be revealed. And that's what happened, really, that we discovered these fantastic remains of a very large structure that we suggested to identify as King David's Palace. And we go on. This is the end of the third season now, and we are intent to continue in order to reveal this fantastic structure. And relating to these seal impressions, 2 years ago, we found one seal impression. These kind of seals are very, very little and tiny. This is 1 centimeter diameter. It's like a fingernail dimension.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing to find it. And the thing is that on these mud seal, you can very clearly read the name. In ancient Hebrew, you can read names. And 2 years ago, we could read very clearly the name of Yehochal ben Shelemiah, who is a minister at the time of Jeremiah.
Uh-huh.
And now we found another seal impression just at the other side of the same very wall, which is the external wall of that structure. And this was even better preserved and very clearly could there is another name, which is Gmaryahu ben Pashchu, and Egdaliahu ben Pashchu. So Egdaliahu ben Pashchu. And Egdaliahu ben Pashchu is a name that is mentioned just side by side to Yochal ben Shelemiahu, the other name. And these two ministers out of four that came to King Zedekiah demanding that the prophet Jeremiah will be killed because he was demoralizing the people in Jerusalem that were already under very heavy siege of the Babylonians, and the hunger was in Jerusalem. It was awful, awful times. And you mentioned correctly that at the end was they captured Zedekiah and did awful things to him, killing his sons in front of his eyes and they get him blind. Awful, awful things. People in Jerusalem was in great despair. And it's no wonder that these ministers were demanding to kill Jeremiah right away because he just added a despair everywhere. So these two figures, which are very important people at the time of the end of the First Temple period in Jerusalem, existing figures that we knew from the Bible, but now we found their still impressions as real as may be. And this is fantastic because you cannot really imagine how more so the Bible can be come true more than that. Like, you know, the dust of history is now spreading and you can see the real thing, touching it. And this is really amazing, and more so gets us to realize how accurate the Bible sometimes may be, and we have to be very careful about how do we study and be careful about the seriousness we relate to the biblical narratives, and really to give them a chance to be revealed. And as we see in Jerusalem, they are here and can be revealed, and all we have to do is to reveal them.
Are these items that you have found going to be on display in the City of David archaeological site itself?
Well, this is too early to say, but I surely will support that way of presentation. I think when you have such a site as the City of David, the finds should be presented at the site as people will come and see the magnificent remains. They will also have the chance to see the finds that were found in it and relating to it. So this is going to be the best way to do, and I hope that it will be done that way.
Absolutely, and I also hope that, because I'd love to take our tour people and our television cameras into the City of David. Jeremiah 21:1 is one of the locations where you see the name Zedekiah and also Pashur, who is the minister on the seal impression. Well, Dr. Mazar, I just must congratulate you on your find. I'm so grateful to you. This gives authenticity, as you said a moment ago, to the Word of God. It's inerrancy, and that is exciting for all of us, both Jews and Christians, and we so appreciate your work. Thank you very much, and want to remind everybody that Dr. Mazar is associated with Hebrew University, Shalem Center, and the City of David Foundation, which is the location where they found this archaeological site. Dr. Mazar, thank you very much for giving us a few moments of your busy day.
Thank you so much, and we are waiting to see you all in Jerusalem, marvelous city.